I think this is one of the biggest opportunities we have to end this entire saga if the state of Nigeria can come out and engage the militants in a more progressive and focused manner, because it's becoming more and more dangerous that the federal government, in all its dealing with issues, have been half-hearted and at best very doubtful, and have noticed what has transpired between the time of the declaration of the amnesty by the President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria up to this point. You will agree that it has been men insisting on going to the negotiations and not the other way around.
The Nigerian government says it's a process. First, you disarm, you stop fighting, then you negotiate, and that no development can occur in a battlefield.
This is one of the few dishonest positions of the government of Nigeria. When you deal with negotiations, in the period of negotiations, there cannot be bombardment in the creeks or in anywhere that you have oil facilities being destroyed. So negotiation is the first step. So you are putting the cart before the horse when you talk about disarming. And the desperation of the Nigerian government, especially its operatives and officers who are handling the amnesty deal, have so mismanaged it that even from day one, it was almost dead on arrival, because even men has demonstrated that these guns and the surrendering of arms by some of the militants is not genuine, because they feel, and they have said so, and it's becoming even apparent, that those in desperation bought by those who are supposed to negotiate with the militants and to have the amnesty deal.
Don't you think the government of Nigeria has a responsibility to maintain law and order? The militants were allegedly engaged in kidnapping and also fighting against the security forces sent to protect the oil facilities.
First of all, the agitation in the Niger Delta do not represent the use of force to stop what you are calling order. Law and order in the context of the Niger Delta, law and order within international law and several treaties on human rights and self-determination, several charters of the United Nations and other such international organizations that Nigeria is a signatory to, make it impossible for Nigeria to apply the kind of hostile force that we have in the Niger Delta. So the context in which law and order is enforced has been completely abused in the Niger Delta.
But it appears from all indications that MEND is now speaking with their various voices. Their spokesman, Bomo Jomo, says that they would not lay down their arms, but its commanders, Atiku Tom and Boyloaf and others, have embraced the amnesty and some have laid down their arms. Is this the beginning of the end for MEND as we know it?
I think anybody who takes that position on account of the decoder tones about the modus operandi of the operations of MEND will be making a huge error that backfire in no distant time. The command cannot take the leadership of men. They remain commanders and take the operational orders from men. So it is going to be difficult, if not impossible, to have men disbanded or running into crisis on account of the commercial commander's surrender. Until you get to the root of it, drive this into another level of the battle.